Only as high as I reach can I grow. Only as far as I seek can I go. Only as deep as I look can I see. Only as much as I dream can I be. Karen Raven. When I discovered that our talented musician this morning, Sean, was going to play Pure Imagination, I got really excited. Many of you probably know the 1970s version that Gene Wilder sang in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. For those of you who might not be familiar, or might be more familiar with the newer version, Gene Wilder played chocolate maker Willy Wonka. He led a group of children and their family members on a tour of his factory, and at one point, they entered the chocolate room where everything was edible. The trees, the flowers, there were fantastic sugary delights, such as giant hanging gummy bears, oversized toadstools that had whipped cream that you could eat, and a chocolate river flowing with a chocolate waterfall. I don't know about you, but yum. Yes, exactly. It was at this point in the movie where Willy Wonka sang the words to the song we just heard. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. As a child watching that movie, I can remember thinking the existence of such a fabulous Candyland was magical. I wanted to go there so badly. And later in the movie, when the group discovered the lickable wallpaper, does anybody remember that? I begged my parents relentlessly to get lickable wallpaper for my bedroom. I wasn't thinking about health or sanitary concerns. I could just imagine how amazing it would have been to have candy on my walls. Yes? Yeah. To come home from school to that dreamy sweetness. This is the power of imagination. Conjuring the impossible. Dreaming expansively. Embracing new, unheard-of ideas. I submit that imagination is vitally important for every single one of us. It's the seed that grows into the beautiful flower. It's the vehicle through which great ideas become life-giving products. And the potential of imagination lies in each of us. We can use it for fun, for fantasy, for work, for refuge, and we can use it to make the world a better place for other people and for ourselves. Now, you may find yourself skeptical, as I do, that life isn't quite as simple as the song Pure Imagination suggests. As I look around, yes, there is much beauty, and I experience paradise in many ways. Yet I also witness a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of not paradise. And when I think about changing this, about changing the world, I think the reality is that there's a lot more than nothing to it. So I pose this question to you this morning. How can you use your imagination to live out your Unitarian Universalist values? As people who cherish both religious freedom and individual agency, I think we possess a unique approach for utilizing creativity as a form of resistance. Christian theologian Walter Brueggemann writes in The Prophetic Imagination, "The prophet engages in futuring fantasy. The prophet does not ask if the vision can be implemented, for questions of implementation are of no consequence until the vision can be imagined. The imagination must come before the implementation. It is the vocation of the prophet to keep alive the ministry of imagination, to keep on conjuring and proposing futures alternative to the single one the king wants to urge as the only thinkable one." We are in a time now when we are being called to resist, to protect the progress of past generations, and continue to work toward more equality, more justice, more peace. We are called to creatively reimagine what it means to be human, what it means to stand up for ourselves, for others, for our neighbors, for people we don't even know. And as Unitarian Universalists, we are called to examine our own participation in systems of oppression within our institutions and within ourselves. As Brueggemann proposes, in order to do this work, we must first conceive ideas and possible futures. We must imagine the world as we hope it to be. So this morning, we're going to stretch our imaginations a little. I was told this was an all-ages service, and I appreciated the help earlier with the Mad Lib Time for All Ages. And now this is going to be pretty participatory. We're going to do an exercise together. That means you get to participate. You know how whenever you want to get better at something, you have to practice? We're going to practice with our imaginations. What we're going to do is we're going to look at a few pictures. And I apologize in advance for any of you for whom sight is a concern. I will briefly describe what's on the picture, and then I ask you to shout out what you see in it, what you imagine in it. So our first picture is a picture of a blue sky with big white clouds. You see cumulus clouds. What do you see in that? You see a cat? I heard shapes. A rainbow?
I see a turtle.
A turtle? I see the letter I. In blue.
A bowling alley.
A bowling alley. Ooh. There's some more. I didn't catch those. But yes, keep sending them. Keep shouting out. A stream. A what?
A bee.
A bee?
An hourglass.
An hourglass. Yeah, I see that.
A swan.
A swan.
A lion.
Excellent. Let's go to the next picture. This is another one with clouds with darker blue sky. What do you see in this one? Rain? A bird? A foot? A snake? A sunny Seattle day. Like we're missing by being inside right now. Yes. A what? An S. I see a smiley face. Mickey Mouse. A baby chick. Oh, yeah, I see that. Let's go to the next picture. This one is a starry sky over a mountain landscape.
I see
the Milky Way.
The Milky Way. I see
mountains.
Volcanoes.
What do you see in the stars?
Bridge.
A bridge.
A
I see a jump rope. I see the jump rope up and around, like the earth is jumping rope with those stars.
Rainbow.
A rainbow and a hammer. Something about pollution. Light pollution, yes. Making it hard to see those.
An inchworm.
There's something touching at the top? Ooh, the finger of God touching another finger. Ooh, a plane. All right, let's go to the last picture. This is an ink blot. It's black and white, like you might see in a psychological test. I'm not going to judge anyone for what they see in this. Kissing.
Poodles.
How about a mask? A frog?
A robot.
A robot, a bear.
A transporter.
Oh, a transporter. That does look like a transporter. A what? A girdle?
Pelvis.
Oh, a pelvis. Well, yeah.
Swing dancing.
A frog. You all are really good at this. You're quite an imaginative bunch. Thank you for joining in. I believe artistic expressions of our imagination speak volumes. We just looked at four pictures, and we had how many different interpretations of those four simple pictures? Countless. And there were many that I couldn't even hear from up here. I suggest to you, friends, that imagination breathes life into our reality, breathes creative energy into being. When we tap into our imagination, our expressions of love, forgiveness, healing, and joy are revealed in the most astonishing and beautiful ways possible. There are no limits to the new insights revealed through our creative approach. More depth, more color, more flavor, more life. So again, I return to my question, what does this mean for our Unitarian Universalist values? And now that you have your imaginations warmed up, I'm going to invite you into another shared experience of putting your imagination to work. This time, we're going to talk about our principles. And like the pictures we just interpreted, I suspect that there is a myriad of different ideas in this room for what each one means. Our first principle, treating every person with dignity and respect. What does this mean to you? How do you live it out? Now, it's not necessary to shout out your answers at this time, but I want you to think about these questions, and if you want to take down little notes on your program or just make a mental memory of what you're thinking of, what are some ways that you live out our first principle? How do you live into respect for people that you don't like? How do you speak to each person you meet, honoring the dignity in that individual? What is justice? What is equity? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How do we express compassion? What color are these things? What do they feel like expressed through our bodies? Which of the artist's tools do we require to bring them into being? Justice, equity, compassion. How do we encourage spiritual growth in our own search for truth and meaning and in our community? How do we foster asking the questions, seeking deeper understanding, accepting and respecting our various paths. One way I imagine our religious landscape is a scene in nature. I think of a tall, snow-capped mountain with various paths up each side of it, with many different climbers clambering up the different routes to the summit, and a lush green pasture stretching out for miles and miles, filled with all kinds of people ambling through it, and the entreating cavernous valley with scores of people moving deeper and deeper into its depths. And there are those who remain still, unmoving, contented in their stillness. That's my image for a religious landscape. That's how I envision religious pluralism. How might your notion differ? How might it come alive with metaphor and imagery? How do we imagine our professed goal of peace and justice in our global community? Tomorrow, we observe Memorial Day, remembering those who gave their lives in service to this country, who died for our fellow citizens and for us. As we remember and honor them, how do we utilize our ability to imagine what might peace be? How do we envision achieving peace, establishing peace, being peace? I want to show you two more pictures. And the first one is black and white, and it's an optical illusion. You might have seen this before. And there are two images in this, and I wonder if you can name those. A chalice. A chalice. Ooh, I didn't call it a chalice, but yes. There's a vase in the center, but that chalice is exactly right. And faces.
In a cup.
The white section are two faces looking at each other. And the cup, the chalice, the vase in the center is the black portion. You guys are really good at this. Now, what happens if we turn the image 90 degrees? Now, what do you see?
Batman.
Batman. How does shifting the image change your perspective? How might imagining new and innovative ways to live out our principles rejuvenate, nourish, and sustain our work? How might we expand our vision to include others' ideas and creative approaches to working for justice, caring for the earth, and loving one another? I submit that there is a collective wisdom in this community. Each person here brings their own creative approach to living their values. Those of you who were thinking as I was asking those questions, I invite you to share those, your responses, the images that came to you, the metaphors maybe you came up with, the new ideas for, this is what it means to work for equity in the world. This is what it means to live with compassion. I urge you to share that with your friends. Maybe over coffee after the service. And then I also encourage you to take time to listen to somebody else's ideas. What came up for them? And hear in that maybe something, a new approach that you hadn't thought of that might influence how you live out your values. Garner the power of your creativity. Cultivate the potency of imagination. Breathe life into innovation. And work together to implement the expansive possibilities for justice, equity, compassion, and peace. Naturalist John Muir claimed, "The power of imagination makes us infinite." And Dr. Seuss said, "The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed." However your approach, whatever your dreams, if you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Amen and blessed be.